The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Erevin Daf Nun Beis. Mishnah on the Beis Ma Beis says as follows. Mi shiyotza chutzot chum, someone who goes out of his chum, even if you only went one amma out of the tchum, lo yikonis, you will not come back in. Rabbi Eliezer says, shtayim yikonis, if he goes as many as two ammas, he may come back in and regain the entire tchum Shabbos. Shalosh lo yikonis, once he has stepped three ammas out of his tchum, he cannot come back in. Rashi says, Rabbi Eliezer says that up to two ammas is good, he could come back in, and three cannot, is l'shitasei. Rabbi Eliezer Tameh is going with his opinion from the Mishnah on Daf Memhei. Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that the four ammas that a person is given for Tchum Shabbos is Behu Bem Tzon, that he's in the middle of them. There's a three-way machlokes in the Mishnah, Daf Memhei and Aleph, to Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim. When a person has only four ammas for Tchum Shabbos, this could come... This has two ramifications. First of all, when the person starts his Tchum Shabbos, unless he's starting off in a house, or in a building, or in a city that's considered in its entirety, like Dalad Amos, by 4x4 Amos, let's say a person is starting off in the field, or he's starting off in the middle of nowhere, so he gets 4 Amos, and after that he begins 2,000 Amos in all directions. What is the nature of those 4 Amos? And the same Machlekes, same three-way Machlekes applies over here. If someone left his Tchum Shabbos on Shabbos, and he was not Yetzir Bishus, he does not get a new 2,000 Amos, so again, he now only gets Dalad Amos, he gets 4 Amos. So how do these 4 amas work? So Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that it's 4 square amas, the person is in the middle. That means wherever he is standing, he has 2 amas to his left, 2 amas to his right, 2 amas in front of him, and 2 amas behind him, which totals to 4x4 amas. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that he gets 4 amas, in whichever direction he wants, he can go. That means if he chooses to have 4 amas to his right, he has 4 amas to his right. If he wants him to be 4 amas to his left, he has 4 amas to his left. If he chooses the 4 amas to his right, he may not take a single step to his left. If he chooses 4 amas to his left, he may not step at all to his right. If he chooses to take the 4 amas forwards, he cannot go backwards. If he wants, he can have 1 amas to his right. If he wants, he can have 3 amas to his left. He can have any 4 amas that he wants. The Chacham are chelek on this. The Chacham say that he has 4 amas in each direction, in all 4 directions. In front of him, behind him, to his right, and to his left, he has 4 amas in each direction, which actually comes out to a much larger area of 8x8 amas. If we look at Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Tzad Yivav, see the Mechaber Paskins, Pashtus like the Shidah of Rabbi Yehuda, that the person has 4 amas, Yisrael Shiirtz, or whichever direction he wants. And the Ramah first explains the Shittas of Mechaber, and then the Ramah says, V'yeshem, that some say, T'mutul ha'alach da'al amas l'chotzad, he may go 4 amas in all directions, like the Shidah of the Chachamim, where the most may go, to give the person 4 amas in all 4 directions. That means when he's starting to measure his 2,000 amas for Tchum Shabbos, he first measure off 4 amas in all 4 directions, and then begin the 2,000 amas of Tchum Shabbos. The same applies to the person who left his Tchum on Shabbos, who is not Yotzer Rishos, they only has 4 amas now, he has 4 amas in all 4 directions. This is the way the Ramah comes out, and Mishnah Berurah passes like this. Mishnah Berurah brings the Eliyahu Rabba, who says, the Yishlu Simach HaDeh Zul HaMaisa, that we are Simach on this opinion, Halach HaMaisa. Now we come to our case, the person who went out of his Tchum, and we look in the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tafei, and the Mechaber says, Tamishi Yotze Chutz HaTchum, somebody went out of his Tchum, Afilu Amma Achas, even if he took one Amma, stepped one Amma out of his Tchum, Lo Yikonis Lius Kvnei Yir, he may not come back in to be treated like a regular person from this year that he started from again, from his city. He has 4 amas from where he is standing and out and to the outside. Mechaber is going with the shita that is not passing like Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore he does not go with 2 amas. Rather, he passes like the Rabbanan, the person gets 4 amas. However, he says the person only has 4 amas, and he's dragged the chutz towards the outside. Mechaber is actually a quotation from the Rambam, and the Magen Avraham quotes from the Magen Mishnah, explains to the Rambam, and this is how most before Shei Rambam go, that the reason why he can only go 4 amas towards the outside, 4 amas farther, is because the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, they go with the psak like Rabbi Yehuda, that he gets 4 amas whichever direction he chooses, and since he's already gone this direction, he even stepped out of his tchum and went further in this direction, and this direction that he is going, it's concerned as if he chose to go in this direction, and therefore we give him another 4 amas forward, another 4 amas away from his tchum, and he may not turn around and decide that he wants the 4 amas going back towards his tchum, back into the makom of his tchum. It's concerned that he has already chosen this direction. There are those who are chilek on this Chan Rambam, and they believe in the Lashon Rambam and the Lashon Shulchan Aruch. Chamiyas Ragav L'chut just means that where the person is standing, this is like the center, this is the center point, and he gets 4 amas l'chut, 4 amas towards the outside, and 4 amas away from him. He may choose, since the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch hold like Rabbi Yehuda, he may choose whichever direction he wants. However, he has four amos away from him, in whichever direction he chooses. The Chaznish goes with this mahalach. The Chaznish still says that even if he chooses to have four amos coming back towards his tchum, he still does not regain the entire tchum. He can have, let's say he stepped one amma out of his tchum, he may choose to have the four amos back towards his original tchum, and he'll get that one amma plus three amos into the tchum. However, he does not regain his entire tchum Shabbos. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that this is all the Mechaber going with his shita from submission Tzadivov. However, since the Ramah, or is already Chaluk, the Ramah already argued with the Mechaber over there, and said that the person gets four amos in all four directions, the Ramah doesn't have to repeat his Mechalikus to the Mechaber again, and it is obvious that the Ramah will go with the same shita again, and the Ramah will say that somebody who stepped even one amma out of the Tchum, he now has four amos in all four directions, he may go four amos further, four amos to his left, four amos to his right, or he may backtrack and go four amos. However, he does not regain his original Tchum. This is really the machlokes in our Mishnah between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Rabbi Eliezer says that we apply over here the rule of Ablaz Tchumin. Ablaz Tchumin is a sugya which, for the most part, was learned in Nachum Amdal and Beis, going on to Memheim and Aleph, that the Ablaz Tchumin means that if somebody left their Tchum, however, they get a new Tchum or a new Malkum for Shabbos, and the new Tchum that they got overlaps the old Tchum that they used to have, if the new Tchum overlaps the old Tchum, can they regain their old Tchum? The concept of Ablaz Tchumin is that the new Tchum combines with the old Tchum and they regain their original Tchum. Rabbi Eliezer over here applies the rule of Avlas Tchumen, and therefore he says that since the new Tchum, which according to Rabbi Eliezer is only 2 amas in each direction, that the person got overlaps, if the person walked less than 2 amas, so it overlaps this old Tchum up high, his old 2,000 amas, so he may walk those 2 amas back, and now he regains the original 2,000 amas. The Chum argument of Rabbi Eliezer over here, and they are of the opinion that we did not apply the rule of Avlas Tchumen in this case. Now, what are the conditions to apply the rules of Avlas Tchumen according to the Rabbanan? There's really a machlekes on the Dal Mavez about Avlas Tchumen by son of Yosef Rishus. Someone who left the Tchum at Bershus, he had a good reason to leave the Tchum, he's going either for Eidus or Kesha Chodesh, or for other reasons, of Atzala, in which case he gets new Tchum up high, new Tchum of 2,000 Amos, and the Shem Dachman, hey, we discussed under what circumstances one's considered the Yotzah Mahatzel, and they return home no matter how far they went, and under what circumstances one's considered the Yotzah Bershus, according to, we gave over the Psalm from Moshe Feinstein, that's under what condition a person is considered the Yotzah Bershus, that he cannot go all the way back to his original place no matter how far it is, however, he gets new 2,000 Amos. Someone who's Yotzer Rishus who gets a new 2,000 Amos, whose Tchum overlaps with the new Tchum of 2,000 Amos, overlaps with his original 2,000 Amos, so that's a machlokes if he regains his old Tchum, and we pass over there that lost Tchum, and mostly he does regain his original 2,000 Amos. And even though there are Rabbanan over here, Agner Rabbi Eliezer, and they say that someone who stepped out of his Tchum and goes back to up to 2 Amos, or according to the Rabbanan, he's actually allowed to go back up to 4 Amos, and goes back to his original Tchum and does not regain his original Tchum, the Gemara differentiates between a Dvar Rishus and Dvar Mitzvah. That means someone who went out for Dvar Mitzvah, for good reason he went out for Dvar Mitzvah, and therefore he got a new Tchum, and overlaps the old Tchum. For him, we say for his benefit of lost Tchum, and mostly that we do apply the rule of lost Tchum, and he does get back his original Tchum. However, somebody went out for Dvar Rishus, it wasn't for a Mitzvah, it was for something which was not a Mitzvah, it was a voluntary thing, he chose to go out for whatever reason. He was over on the Isser, he was not allowed to go out, and he went out, even though he gets a new 4 Amos, and the 4 Amos of his may overlap with the original 2,000 Amos, he does not get back his original 2,000 Amos. We do not apply the rule of Avlas Tchumen. We say in such circumstances that the rules of Avlas Tchumen do not apply, and he only has the new 4 Amos, he does not get back the original 2,000 Amos. Now, when is it considered Dvar Rishus? When do we have the cool of the leniency of Dvar Mitzvah, we apply Avlas Tchumen? So if we look at Rashi over here in the Mishnah, Rashi describes the case of a machlokes of Lev Machamon and Mishnah. Mishi Yotza Chutzot Chum, somebody who went out of his Chum, the Mezid, intentionally, Midas, consciously, Shlish HaMitzvah, not for a Mitzvah. The implication of Rashi is that, first of all, we know that's clear in the Gemara, that if we went out for a Dvar Mitzvah, like Eidus or Kesha Chayish, with all the circumstances discussed over there, then we do not have this halacha that somebody went out of his Chum, that Lo Yikonis cannot come back in. Rather, he gets a new 2,000 Amos, and not only that, he has Avlas Tchumen, so he regains the entire original Tchum. That's how we pass now. We do apply the rule of Avlas Tchumen over there. But Rashi also finds it important to say that our Mishnah is talking about someone who went out the Mezid and Midas. He went out intentionally and consciously. That means he purposely went out, he knew what he was doing, he knew that he was not allowed to go out, and still he chose to go out. And therefore, the Rabban are of the opinion, and that's how we pass now. We do not apply the rule of Avlas Tchumen, he only gets his 4 Amos in all directions. However, the Mashmois of Rashi is that if he went out Shleim Midas, let's say he went out subconsciously, he was not aware that where he was going was out of the Tchum, or it was Ba'inus, he was forced out of the Tchum. He wasn't, people came, let's say Goyim took him out of the Tchum, or circumstances that are beyond his control forced him out of the Tchum. So that would be a case, an example of something that's not amazing to be das, or like we said, someone who subconsciously went out, he didn't realize where he was going, he was thinking and learning, like the Gemara of Nechemiah Bechani Loi, the Gemara, which we also had earlier in this parak on the. That would be on Nesam Gimel Beis, going on to Mevdalim and Aleph, that the Nechama Breder of Chiniloi, they went out of the Tchum because he was thinking and learning, he didn't realize where he was going, he didn't realize how far the steps were taking him. So under such circumstances, Rashi would seem to hold that the Chum agreed, this is not the case of the Machlokes HaMishnah, that case would be similar to Dvar Mitzvah, that would say that Rav agree to say have lost chum mostly that we do have the kula of lost chum, and therefore if he is less than 4 amos out of the chum, and since his new 4 amos that he gets now overlap with the original 2,000 amos, we apply the rule of lost chum and he gains back his original 2,000 amos. Other rishonim very clearly are chelik Rashi over here. We look at Rabbi Yehudson and Daf Tesvav and Aleph and Daf Yerif. Rabbi Yehudson is the one who is on the side of the Rif in Erevin. It's not the Ran, it's not the Mukyasef, it's a different Mishnah of Ben Yenison. And Ben Yenison says the case of our Mishnah, Mishnah also Chutzat Chum, is either B'mezen, B'dash, Lish, and Mitzvah, someone went out intentionally, and B'dash, not for Mitzvah, or B'shegig, he says that even the person unintentionally, even if only went out one Amma, Leikonis cannot come back in. That's how Ben Yenison explains the Mishnah. He very clearly, it's Chelik Rashi, and he's of the opinion, even though he left his Chum, B'shegig, unintentionally, and he gets a new 4 amos, we do not apply the rule of lost chumin, and he cannot regain his original 2,000 amos. Now the Malamar, on this case, he says that the chumin of Lez, they argue in all circumstances, they argue even by a case where it's b'shegig or b'aynis, not like Rashi, who learns that the whole machlekes is by mezid, but by a shegig or an aynis, there's no machlekes. The Malamar does believe that the machlekes is by all circumstances, like Rabbi Yehudson. However, the Balmar says that there are certain circumstances under which you pass like Rabbi Yehudson. He says that a case of Shegig, certainly a case of Oinus, even the case of Shegig, like the Chamib Reina Chamib Chaniloy, that the Gemara over there seemed to be working with the Shtev of Rabbi Yehudson over there about lost Chumen. Balmar says that we see from that Gemara that by a case of someone not Shlemi Das, so not consciously, not realizing it was going out of the Chum, the Shegig, that we, in that such a case we do pass like Rabbi Yehudson. Even though the Chamib Rabbi Yehudson argue in all cases, both by Mezid and by Shegig, by Mezid we would pass like the Chumen, that someone went out purposely here is b'shei negligent in being over on the Isser of Tchumen, and he went out less than 4 amos, he does not regain his original Tchum Shabbos by walking in the 4 amos. However, in the case of Shleila Das, there we do apply the rule of Avos Tchumen, and he does regain the original 2,000 amos. This is the opinion of the Balmar, the Mechamis not happy with the Balmar. However, it comes out that Rashi and the Balmar, the Halacha, are of the same opinion, even though for different reasons. Rashi believes the Rabban, the Greek Rabbi Yasser, by the case of Shegig or Oinus. Balmar believes that the Rabban argue in all cases, however, we pass like Rabbi Yasser by the case of Shegig or Oinus. One looks at the Mishnah Berurah, and again, in the beginning of Simon Taf Hey, these are Mishnah Berurahs of Cotton Bays. Mishnah Berurah says that this entire Halacha, that if one walks back in, the 4 amos is allowed, he does not regain the entire Tum Shabbos, only by someone who went out, but Mezid. However, he says if someone went out, but Oinus, he went out because he was forced out. Or even if it was Machmas Tardosa, because he was distracted, he was thinking about something else. Shogach v'yatze, he forgot he went out. He says the Maskonim v'achrenim, this is the opinion of most achrenim, that we could be samech on the sheet of Rashi, especially because the Balmor holds like Rashi also. In such a case, we could apply the rule of Havlos Tchum Mosahi, and he regains the original Tchum Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah says that certainly, if one went out for a Dvar Mitzvah, there everyone would agree, all the Rishonim would agree that they would pass like the Madam Radach Mavdal Mubez Havlos Tchum Mosahi, and therefore, if one went out for a Dvar Mitzvah and he gets new Apai Mama, new 2,000 Amos, and those 2,000 Amos overlap with the original 2,000 Amos, he regains the entire original Tchum Shabbos. Now, it's important to note that someone who went out for a Dvar Mitzvah, and he regains his original 2,000 Amos of Tchum Shabbos, once he has gone back to the original 2,000 Amos of Tchum Shabbos, he no longer may walk back into the new 2,000 Amos. In other words, he does not permanently have for the rest of Shabbos 4,000 Amos. He has the new 2,000 Amos that he got. Then if he uses that opportunity to walk back to the original 2,000 Amos, because they overlap, he goes back to the original 2,000 Amos that he has in the Star of Shabbos. He may no longer go back into those new 2,000 Amos that we gave him just for his benefit, because he was the author of Bashus. He no longer has that. This is the Pesach of the Mishnah Berurah. This is the way he understands from the Shulchan Aruch. And Siman Tav Zayin, Sif Beis, Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Zayin over there. Telling to Hashanah to Rashi and Mabdal Leveis, but this is the way that we paskin. So therefore, certainly in our case, the same would apply that somebody who went out to Ba'inus or B'shegig, and he went out from his Tchum Shabbos, but he went out less than 4 amos, and therefore he's able to take advantage of the new 4 amos that we give him to go back to his original 2,000 amos. He now only has those original 2,000 amos of Tchum Shabbos, and he may no longer go back out into those 4 amos out of his Tchum Shabbos where he originally went. He's now limited to the original 2,000 amos they started with in the beginning of Shabbos. And in the same way, one who was Yotzer Rishus cannot go back out into those new 2,000 Amos. So certainly in our case, the one who went out, who came back in, Rishus, because he was allowed to go back in and apply the rule of Lost Chumen, like the Psak of the Mishnah Berurah and Achrenim, like Rashi and Balmor, he may no longer go back out and use those 4 new Amos that he gained. He was only given to him on the condition to go back to his original 2,000 Amos, but he may no longer go back out into those 4 Amos.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.